45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program starring Eddie Cantor. Last Wednesday, Jack Benny offered to race his Maxwell against Eddie Cantor's horse, Molasses. Cantor accepted the challenge, but at the last moment, Benny's Maxwell was stolen. Now we shall learn if the car was recovered and whether or not the race took place from Eddie Cantor.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Say, Eddie, I'm anxious to know, did you hold the race?
Did we hold the race?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
But it's the Maxwell, remember?
Jimmy, you will die when I tell you where the Maxwell was.
Where was it?
A guy tried to sell it to the manager of my antique shop as an old-fashioned coffee grinder. Of course, you know, we chased the guy out and sent the car back to Jack Benny.
Yes, yes, but did you have the race?
Did we? We started at 6 o'clock in the morning. Look at this picture. Jack driving the car and me on the horse.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
That's the funniest looking jockey suit I ever saw.
Jockey suit? Nothing. Yeah. That's my long underwear. What are you talking about? You know, Nicodemus, the stable boy, brought the horse right in my bedroom and said, let's go. So we went to Jack Benny's house, and I had to wait till that comedian finished his breakfast. Do you know Benny eats that stuff he sells?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He had 3 plates of Jell-O right in front of me, and then he wiggled out of the house and quivered right into the Maxwell. Oh, but is he tricky, Jimmy?
Tricky? What do you mean?
Jack wanted Mary Livingston to be the judge of the race, but I said, no, Jack. I believe in fair play. If we're going to have judges, let's have a lot of judges. Let's have, say, 7 of them. So Mary was one.
And the other 6?
Ida and the 5 girls. I believe in fair play. Besides, you must remember, we were racing for $0.50.
Yeah.
Well, sir, the race started Friday morning from Beverly Hills, and the finish line was Griffith Park.
Beverly Hills to Griffith Park? That's only 4 miles.
That's right. Well, the first night, we camped on Sunset Boulevard and Vine.
That's only a mile.
I know it's all, but the second day of the race, boy, did it rain. It came down...
Eddie, did you say rain? Remember, this is California.
Oh, I forgot. Suddenly a heavy fog came up. And I heard a loud report. The Maxwell decided to blow a front tire, and Benny made me stop and pull one shoe off my horse. Then a second tire blew out, and I had to tear another shoe off Molasses. And when his 2 rear tires went, I ripped off the other 2 shoes for my poor animal. I didn't mind that. But when the Maxwell started riding on the rims and Benny wanted me to make my horse run on his knees, well... That was too much.
Well, tell me, Eddie, who finally won?
Jimmy, I'll never get over it. I could cry when I think of it.
What happened?
Just a block from the finish, I was a half a mile ahead of Benny. When he passed the Texaco station, the Maxwell got 1 whiff of the fire chief gasoline and flew right past me. And there was Jack Benny waiting at the finishing line, giving me a 5-finger salute.
Well, I guess he earned that 50 cents.
He certainly did. Because from keeping his hands on the steering wheel for 2 days, they were all calloused.
Say, how did you feel after riding that horse for 2 days?
Well, all I can tell you is that yesterday I went to see Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs.
Why?
Because that's the only theater in town that's selling standing room only.
Before we went on the air tonight, radio engineers carefully went over every bit of broadcasting equipment. They tested the controls, checked the microphones, made sure everything was working properly. It's service like this that enables you to listen to your favorite radio programs without interruption in your enjoyment. And Texaco dealers have a service that helps you to drive without interruptions, making your driving always safer and pleasanter. It's called Circle Service, and you get it whenever you stop for Fire Chief gasoline. Before you leave a Texaco station, your car is systematically inspected. The windshield, rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses cleaned, the inflation of your tires noted, the radiator and oil checked. Thus, Texaco dealers are helpful hosts to thousands of motorists in every state. Try this courtesy service that adds to your driving enjoyment. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Yeah?
Professor Cantor, your class is waiting.
Sonny?
Oh, thank you, Sonny. Jimmy, why don't you join my class?
Your class in what?
Listen, radio is comparatively a new industry. Yeah. All people know about radio is what they hear in their home.
Well, go on, go on.
So I've decided to open a school and enlighten the public on all phases of radio. Come in, Jimmy, and learn something. Come on. Yeah. Good morning, pupils.
Good morning, Professor Tanner.
Now, my dear pupils, today's first lesson... Oh, I forgot the horses were here. Today's first lesson is what not to do in radio. For instance, you must try not to offend anyone. Speak about Italy and you hurt Mussolini. Talk of Germany and Hitler gets upset. Mention Sweden and you're stepping on Garbo's toes. And believe me, kids, that's covering territory.
Oh, what else can't you do on the radio, Professor?
Oh, there's lots of things you can't do. For instance, at the present time, you cannot quote Horace Greeley. You've got to say, go opposite of east, young man. No?
You mean you can't say, go...
Quiet, quiet. Remember, east is east and is and never the twain shall meet McCarthy again. Say, whose hand is that raised? Yes?
Professor Cantor, I kind of feel I know enough. And I'd like to have my own program.
Oh, is that so? How nice. What would you like to be?
I want
to
be a comedian.
Oh, you've been listening to my program, huh?
Yes, that's what encouraged me.
Yeah, wait a minute. Well, to be a comedian on the air, you must get yourself a relative so you can either telephone your mother, talk about your unky or Grandpa Snazzy, or get yourself a wife and family, preferably girls, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, Ida knows what I mean. You think you can make good?
Don't give me a crack at an audience, I'll kill him.
Kill him? You know what happens to a comic who can't make good on the radio?
Sure, he opens an antique shop.
Wait a minute. I've got two, and of course that's only my... We're selling an ashtray for $2. You know, I'm really a comedian. I'm on the radio. What do you think I get paid for?
So you're wondering, too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Say it then. I think you could have a program of your own.
Yes, Professor, and I could be his announcer.
Oh, you want to be his announcer,
huh? Sure.
Have you had any experience?
Well, I've done some hog calling.
Hog calling?
Yeah.
You're in Wallington's class. Let's hear you. Let's hear
All
you.
All right, listen. Sui. Sui. Sui.
Did you call me, teacher?
Oh, Renard, go on and sit down. You're late for class. Boys and girls, you must not overlook the importance of the commercial announcements on radio. That's why so many programs have these dramatized advertisements. You know, where two girls meet, start talking, and all of a sudden they're advertising. You know what I mean? Jimmy, we'll show the class. You be Jane, and I'll be Marjorie. Come on.
Okay. Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Hello, Jane. You know, I'm the happiest girl in all the world.
Yes.
Gregory proposed to me last night.
No, really? Yeah. Well, he's a mighty lucky fellow. But I thought you two weren't talking.
Oh, we weren't until a week ago. Remember how everybody used to call me Sloppy Liz? Well, I bought a bottle of Barney Greengrass Sturgeonola with its triple-action half-diluted Glamour-A treatment, which in 6 easy applications makes you irresistible or double your money-back guarantee. And that done it. Oh, yeah, yeah. In one short month, thanks to Barney Greengrass of Sturgeonola, I will be Mrs. Gregory Tecumseh Shapiro.
Girls, are you having trouble getting married? If so, get a bottle of Barney Greengrass of Sturgeonola tonight. And who knows, you too may become a Mrs. Gregory Tecumseh Shapiro.
Thank you. Then, my dear pupils, there is a husband and wife dramatized commercial. You know where the husband comes home from work?
Oh, hello, Daddy. Give me a piggyback ride.
No, Johnny, I'm tired.
Help me with my homework, Daddy.
No, I'm tired.
Good evening, George.
What? No kiss?
I'm tired.
Well, sit down and have your supper.
I can't. I'm tired.
Well, then let's go to a movie.
I'm tired.
All right, if that's the case, go to sleep.
No.
Why not?
I'm tired.
The same home 2 days later.
Oh, Daddy, give me a piggyback ride.
Okay, son. Hop on and we'll both slide down the banister. Then we'll go out and play a game of baseball. Then we'll play a little football. Get my tools out of the cellar and I'll build you that doghouse, I promise.
Good evening, George.
Why, Mabel, you darling.
George, you're smothering me with kisses.
Why not? You're the best little wife in the world. Is supper ready? Never mind. We'll eat out.
Goody, goody.
Then we'll take in a movie, go to a nightclub, come home, roll up the carpet, Turn on the radio and do the Big Apple.
Why, George, what has come over you?
For years, I felt out of sorts. I was run down, tired. I saw spots before my eyes. My shoelaces would break for no reason at all. Yesterday, a man in the office gave me some Humintosh tablets. I'm sitting on top of the world now. I'll never be without them.
Daddy, help me with my homework.
Son, here. Take a Humintosh tablet, and you'll do your own homework.
Say, Professor Cantor.
Yes?
Why not cut out all the advertising and make radio worth listening to?
Oh, say, if you cut out all the advertising, there wouldn't be any radio to listen to. You ever figure that out? Well, that'll be enough of the dramatized commercial.
Oh, no, no. Give us more.
Oh, no, no.
We want more. Come on, give us another one.
All right, pupils. Now, there is a commercial which sneaks in on you when you least expect it. Listen. Did you get her?
Yes. Right through the heart. I've got the body with me.
Don't bring it near me. It's dripping blood. Look at my hand.
Don't move. There's a hand with a knife coming through that curtain.
Is your child run down? Does he look pale and wan? Has he been losing weight? Does he have nightmares? Children, ask your mother to buy you a large box of Chewamagum, that invigorating, vitaminized, lithiated Chewamagum, the children's food, spelt F-O-O-D. Tune in again this time tomorrow night and find out how Drippy, the half-man and half-dragon, has stabbed Mr. Wilson, shot Mrs. Wilson, and hidden their babies in barrels. Good night, children. Pleasant dreams. And don't forget Chewamagon. I'm glad you recognize it. Now, pupils, every radio program to be successful should have a certain amount of charm, grace, musical excellence. Oh, shucks, Deanna Durbin. Deanna sings the beautiful ballad from the late George Gershwin's American folklore, Porgy and Bess. The lullaby entitled...
Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna Durbin. You'll always be my star pupil. And incidentally, a friend of yours joins our class next Wednesday, Freddie Bartholomew. Stop blushing, Deanna.
If you were to place a thermometer in the carburetor of your car in freezing weather, you'd find that the gasoline in the carburetor is just as cold as the atmosphere outside. Think of it. Less than a cupful of chilled gasoline has to spin over and power a cold, lifeless engine. That's a pretty big order, unless the gasoline you use is specially refined for winter starting. Fire Chief is. That's why we say, try quicker starting Fire Chief. This emergency type gasoline is specially made for fire engines and ambulances. It starts you off in less than 10 turns of the engine. Even in coldest weather, it vaporizes instantly, takes the spark immediately. No doubt about it, that's extra quick starting. Follow the lead of thrifty cold weather drivers. More of them have switched to Fire Chief every winter since it was first brought out. For quicker starts, next time try a Texaco dealer.
Thanks, Jimmy. You get a gold star for an excellent composition and perfect diction. And now, pupils, as regards announcers...
Oh, Professor, Professor!
The Mad Russian!
How do you do? Professor Kempfer,
yes.
I want to be an announcer. Where is the microphone here?
Yep. Wait a minute. You as an announcer, don't make me laugh.
You as a comedian, don't make me laugh either.
Yep. Wait a minute. You Russian, how can you be an announcer? Your English isn't good enough.
That's okie dokie. I'm going to announce for people who don't speak English good.
Yeah? Well, what about those people who don't speak English at all?
For them, you'll announce.
Yep. Wait a minute. Listen, we don't need a Russian announcer.
No, do you realize that a lot of my friends listen to this program, but they don't know what you advertise?
Well, in that case, you should tell them. Go ahead.
I will. My friend, I want that whenever you need some, you should buy the shoe polish they advertise on this program.
Wait, shoe polish? You fool, this is the Texaco program.
You mean it?
Of course I mean it. Don't you know that Wallington talks every week about Texaco? Magazines advertise Texaco. Billboards shout out Texaco.
My, oh, my. They must sell a lot of toothpaste.
Wait. It's gasoline. Gasoline, you ignoramus. What do you put in the back of your car?
My wife.
No. That's inside the car. What do you have in back of your car?
Somebody pushing.
No, look, in back of cars, there are tanks. Do you know that?
Of course.
You do? Tell me, where tanks come?
Tanks comes before you're welcome.
Yep. No. Why does your car run?
It would look awfully funny walking.
Get away from it. Will you let me explain? Look. Your car is at the bottom of the hill.
Yes.
What makes it go up?
A miracle.
Listen, Flappy Ears. Do you want to be an announcer?
Yes.
Now, and you don't know our product, for the last time, when you drive up to the filling station and tell the attendant to give you 5 gallons, what does he give you?
Nothing.
But you order 5 gallons and he gives you nothing? Why not?
Because I don't pay my bills.
Get away! Look. If a man stops breathing, what happens?
He passes out.
Yes. What are you waiting for? Listen, Russian, you're wasting your time here. You know nothing about announcing.
I don't. Do you ever listen to Graham McNamee?
Yes.
Do you ever listen to Ted Hughes?
Yes.
Do you ever listen to Don Wilson?
Yes.
My, oh, my, don't you ever go to the movies?
Look, I'm trying to explain radio programs.
Tell me, I'm all ears.
Yeah, you're all ears, yes. And your schnozzle is no rosebud either. Let me tell you about programs. For instance, there's Professor Quiz, One Man's Family.
I know, that's on every Wednesday.
Not Wednesday. The Eddie Cantor program is on Wednesday.
Well, isn't that about One Man's Family?
Yep. Will you sit down in your seat? Now, pupils, we've been through many phases of radio, but the most important thing to remember is how to finish a program. Would you all like to join me in a sketch? Huh? Would you? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present our version of the Buccaneer from the picture of the same name. The cast is as follows. The Mad Russian is Dominique. The Pirate's assistant, Jimmy Wallington. The brutal Cutlass Jones. Our friend star Fifi is Gretchen. And Jean Lafitte, the pirate captain, will be Frederick March Cantor. Of course, the rest of the parts will be played by our student body, Jack Renard. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you, at no change in price, The Buccaneer.
Yankee Doodle went uptown, Yankee Doodle dandy. Dominic!
How do you doodle?
Quiet. Do you see who that is on the forward deck? It is Cutlass Jones.
Yes, and he's got a girl with him.
Just listen.
Go on, Gretchen. Walk that plank. Look at the black sea staring at you. And when you jump... Oh, will you get wet?
Come on, jump, jump!
Oh! Who pushed me? Help!
Dominic! Dominic! Tell me, Dominic!
What?
What happened?
There's a girl in the ocean and she's drowning.
You fool! Why don't you fish her out?
I can't.
Why not?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes. I can't look at him. Yes, tell me why. Why can't you fish her out?
I got no bait.
Get away from me. Never mind. I've got her myself.
Oh, hello, Monsieur Cantor.
No, Fifi, I am the boss, Jean Lafitte.
Lafitte, you sound a little flat.
That's cute, flat Lafitte. Wait a minute. Cutlass will pay for this. Cutlass Jones, why did you make Fifi walk the plank?
Oh, Black Carlos made me do it. I want him killed.
Black Carlos, you mean the man who stabbed his own brother?
Yeah.
The man who blew up the king's palace?
That's him.
The man who killed 15 soldiers with his bare hands?
That's a guy.
You want him killed? Why?
He squashed my chocolate eclair.
Get away! Oh, what a pirate.
Oh, Lafitte, you will never regret saving my life. For this, I will help you.
Why, what can you do?
I can cook, but I won't. I can sew, but I won't. I can scrub floors, but I won't.
Can you eat?
Yes.
But you won't.
That's very funny.
What? What is very funny?
That last joke got a bigger laugh in the picture.
Get away from me. Look, a man just boarded our ship, and he's dressed in an English uniform. Ahoy! Ahoy there! Tell me, who are you?
I am a British general, and I come from the front.
Renard, you mean you came from the back and brought the front with you? But tell me, why are you here?
Boss, who smuggled this submarine on board?
Wait a minute. Dominic, he is no submarine. He is our friend. He has given us valuable information. I want you to help him.
Yes, I want to become the strongest buccaneer in the world. How can I do it?
Do you eat spinach?
Yes.
Do you eat garlic?
Yes.
Do you eat malt milk?
Yes.
My, oh my, you must love bicarbonate of soda.
Look, Dominic, in the distance, the enemy is coming.
Yes, I sent for them.
Ah, you betrayed me to the enemy. Then I give it to you with my sword.
He got me. I'm falling. I don't know what's keeping me up.
I don't know what's keeping the audience up. What is the meaning of all these soldiers?
Now we have you surrounded. Come, let us hang Lafitte by Lafitte.
Wait! Ah, my faithful soldiers, where are you all?
Lafitte, we are here.
Don't wait, hang him.
Oh, we refuse. Do you know what that means?
Yes, this is mutiny on the Bounty.
No, it's the Buccaneer.
My, oh my, a double feature.
If you've seen Alibaba Goes to Town and Love and Hisses, you must remember the Peter sisters. Tonight, they make their bid for radio stardom. Here they are.
Blue day, black day, sad day, passing on.
Thank you, Peter Sisters. Nice bit of harmonizing. Ladies and gentlemen, this week the Boy Scouts celebrate their 28th anniversary in America. To these boys, I say this. Behind you lies a great achievement. Ahead of you, an even greater obligation. You, the Boy Scouts, are more than the youth of America today. You are the trustees of America tomorrow. And now, my friends, I have... Nicodemus, what is it? What is it, Nicodemus?
Doesn't I wake tonight?
No, Nicodemus. Why, the program is over.
Over?
Yeah.
Does I get paid?
Of course you get paid.
See? Nice work if you can get it permanently.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Wednesday night. I'm here to state will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Good night.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Fire Chief broadcast, starring Eddie Cantor and featuring the guest appearance of Freddie Bartholomew. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.